This is program number LW2661. Hi, this is Larry West. I've got a story for you, one that I think you'll find most interesting. It's about George Washington, and it really happened. It happened, of course, during the war between the British and the colonies, way back there when the United States was first being formed. And because of the kind of war that it was, there were a lot of people, men and women, who turned traitor against their own sides. Well, one day Washington was invited by a friend of his, an elderly gentleman, to come to his mansion and to have lunch with him that afternoon. It wasn't anything unusual. George Washington had been to his house several times before. I say that it wasn't anything unusual. It turned out to be. And in fact, Washington got wind of it. It was when his friend began to insist this time that Washington was to come to his home precisely at 2 o'clock that George Washington became suspicious about it. Here's what happened. Washington got there at 1 o'clock, an hour early, and he saw immediately that his host was nervous. The two of them began walking around the grounds of that mansion, and in their conversation, Washington was given an opportunity to bring the subject up concerning traitors. All of a sudden, the two men looked up and saw that a company of red-coated men approached the mansion on horses. Washington acted as though he were shocked and questioned the man with these words, "What cavalry are these? What does this mean?" Well, the man acted relieved to see the red coats, and he answered George Washington with these words, "A party of British light horses sent for my protection." As that cavalry of men dismounted and approached Washington and his host, the man said to Mr. Washington, "General, you are my prisoner." Well, Washington answered his host calmly, "I believe not, sir. You are mine." Then, turning to the red-coated men, Washington said, "Arrest this traitor." To the host's surprise, the troopers were actually American cavalrymen whom Washington had disguised in British uniforms. The traitor got caught in his own game. You know what a traitor is? Well, Webster says that a traitor is one who betrays another's trust. This host betrayed Washington's trust. Of course, he didn't get away with it, but that's not my point. He betrayed Washington's trust. That's what he did. You know, to betray a trust, to use it and then throw it away like an empty milk carton, is just about the cheapest trick one can pull. And the traitor who betrays the trust will lose every time. It destroys respect others have for him. And even in cases where no one sees the betrayal, the traitor still loses. That's because he ends up destroying his own self-respect. You know, there are a lot of ways that one can be a traitor. Lots of ways one can betray a trust. Employees who steal from their company, they're traitors. You see, those in charge have conferred a trust upon their employees. Yet when employees walk out with merchandise or turn and sell it out the back door before it even gets into the store, those who do such things are traitors. A husband who has vowed that he would be true to his wife and yet is not true to her, whether he acts like he is or not in front of her, he's still a traitor. Of course, the same goes for her. A crooked policeman, a man who cheats on his income tax, a lying parent, a lying child. We could go on and on. There are lots of traitors. A traitor is one who betrays another's trust in him. I like what William Ward has said. He said, "Trust is a treasured item, a treasured relationship." Got a question for you. What if God had told Noah, you know, in the Bible, to build that boat and trust him, and yet let that ark sink? You and I would have no hope at all. Because God would not be a God we could trust. But I tell you something. God has never yet failed to keep a promise. You can trust him. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that talks more about this trustworthy God. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.